Lord Henry walked across the room and sat down next to Dorian Gray. Taking both his hands in his own, he held them. "Dorian," he said, "my letter was to tell you that Sybil Vane is dead." A cry of pain came from the boy's lips, and he jumped to his feet. "Dead! Sybil dead! It is not true! It is a horrible lie!" "It is true, Dorian," said Lord Henry. "It is in all the morning newspapers. The police will be asking questions, and you must keep your name out of any scandal. Things like that make a man fashionable in Paris, but in London they are a disaster for any gentleman. I suppose they don't know your name at the theatre? If they don't, it is all right. Did anyone see you going round to her room?" Dorian did not answer for a few moments. Finally, he said in a strange voice, "Harry, did you say that the police are asking questions? What did you mean by that? Did Sybil—" "Oh, Harry, this is terrible."
"I am sure that it was not an accident, though it must be described that way officially. She swallowed something horrible they use at theatres."
"Harry, Harry, it is terrible," cried the boy.
"Yes, it is very sad, of course, but it is nothing to do with you. Come with me to dinner, and after we will go to the theatre."
"So I have murdered Sybil Vane," said Dorian Gray, half to himself. "Yet the roses are not less lovely. The birds still sing happily in my garden. And tonight I will have dinner with you and go to the theatre. How extraordinary life is! My first passionate love letter was to a dead girl. Yet why is it that I cannot feel this tragedy as much as I want to? I don't think I am heartless. Do you?"
"You have done too many foolish things in the last fortnight to be heartless, Dorian," answered Lord Henry, with his sweet, sad smile.
The boy frowned. "I don't like that explanation, Harry," he said. "But I am glad you don't think I am heartless."
"A woman has killed herself for the love of you," said Lord Henry. "That is very beautiful."
They were silent. The evening darkened in the room. After some time, Dorian Gray looked up. "How well you know me. But we will not talk again of what has happened. It has been something wonderful. That is all. Now I have to dress, Harry. I feel too tired to eat anything. But I will join you later at the theatre."
As Lord Henry closed the door behind him, Dorian rushed to the portrait and tore off the cover. No, there was no further change in the picture. It had received the news of Sybil Vane's death before he had known of it himself. Tears came to his eyes as he remembered her. He brushed them away and looked again at the picture. He felt the time had come to choose. Or had he already chosen? Yes, life had decided that for him. The portrait was going to carry his shame. That was all. An hour later, he was at the theatre, and Lord Henry was sitting beside him.
End of CD 1.